This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I love the smell of a fire in the crisp autumn air. After getting your chores done for the day, take a little time for yourself. Build a fire in a pit. Grab a hot mug of coffee or cocoa with or without a little adult beverage added and relax to recount your garden joys and woes of the season. Between the nearly non-existent spring, with more winter-like temperatures and snow, and the wet summer many of us in the upper Midwest had, there's plenty to write about, including more fungal disease, wet lawns, and soaked trees. I talked about some of that last week. I cleaned out my vegetable garden and tried to make sure I got all the tomato leaves that had septoria leaf spot. I also added some composted manure I'll let sit on top for the winter. If you save those little tags from your annual plants, write down the ones you liked for your containers. How long did they last? Did you have problems with pests or diseases? What did you do or not do to combat the problems? These notes sometimes seem like just another chore to do, but I really encourage you to write it down because just when you think you'll remember, you won't. I've gone back many times to my notes, especially with names of specific varieties so that I might match it for someone else. When did the colors start to change in your backyard? When did the leaves fall? What was the weather like? This can be a very important notation to make in diagnosing future problems. We tend to see decline and think it just happened, when in reality, it's an issue that may have started years ago, in particular, tree decline. Because these plants are large and have more extensive root systems, symptoms of problems take much longer to show up. Find all this information and much more on GardenBite.com. You can also find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.